Under the rules of origin, Douglas George, Counsel General of Canada, explains NAFTA trade bloc partner products must contain 62.5% of regional content in order to qualify for no tariff,
which is the highest in any trade agreement in the world.
U.S. negotiators are demanding North American manufactured cars and trucks contain 85% regional content, with 50% manufactured in the United States.
The U.S. industry says this is non-viable. Canada thinks it would be damaging. One, we can't agree to a U.S. content, and 85% we don't think works. And this proposal, A, wouldn't fly, and B, would be damaging if it was ever put in place.
Why don't the numbers add up?
We talk about the U.S. percentage of 50%. That may even be the taller order of both.
Mike Wall is Director of Automotive Analysis for IHS Market.
Because that's not how those supply chains have been borne out. We have parts that literally are crossing the border 4, 5, 6 times at a given time frame. So it's really tricky.
Do you grandfather or count parts differently? Wall says the supply chain is flexible and can evolve, but that takes time. He tells me there's a perception that if 50% of automotive components are U.S. manufactured, there will be greater investment and expansion and grow jobs. The reality is that technology and automation does more with less.
Way back in the day, it might be adding 1,000 headcount or adding 600, 700. Now we're talking about adding 50, maybe adding 100 if we're lucky.
Don't get Wall wrong, that's still a good thing. Canada is for encouraging production and is proposing changing the rules of origin to make them more user-friendly.
We want to encourage working on the new technologies, developing them here so they're produced here, so the cars are produced here, so that we're at the leading edge. We think we can use the rule of origin to our advantage, not just Canada, but all three countries' advantage. And that's what we've proposed.
Hopefully, at the end of the day, we get to a kind of a meeting of the minds across all three countries. You know, and maybe we get some modernization. I think that's always a good thing. It just hasn't been really talked about for the last 20-some-odd years. And if we do get some changes in the contenting, particularly in maybe the NAFTA region contenting, we can likely work within those parameters, but it's just a matter of magnitude. And then again, how much time we have to really do that, make that happen.
It's an area that has great potential as long as all three countries are willing to work toward the same end, which is a win-win-win.
And while that may be true, reaching a consensus on the percentage of automotive content is a sticking point slowing NAFTA renegotiations. Patrick Center, WGVU News.